Hi, Ed. What's on your mind, sir?
Happy Memorial Day to you.
Well, you too, sir. Thank you.
And for your general information, I'm so old, I'm a Korean period time vet.
My,
many
well,
people don't know that name, it's because it's so far back. Anyway, my question to you is, what do you have as suggestions to improve memory? When you get old, you can't remember why you went into the room, you can't remember what it was you were supposed to buy, you can't remember followed by a long list. Do you have any suggestions of something that will improve memory short of the $50 a month that isn't going to probably do anything? Or do you think one of the advertising ones is going to do something?
Well, sir, there's one that our public servants are trying to basically drive out of the compounding pharmacies, raise the price and all that sort of thing. And oddly enough, you probably know this, but I'm going to repeat it for everybody else. For men, it's testosterone, and for women, it is estrogen. There is much research, and in fact, I'm going to be presenting up at Bastyr University next week on research about testosterone and cognitive function, sir. And even in young men, if somehow their testosterone is blocked, and researchers have learned how to do that, they start having memory problems. Damnedest thing. And with us older guys, and I'm an older guy too, although I'm not a Korean vet, and thank you for your service, sir. In us older guys, testosterone literally helps keep the garbage that causes Alzheimer's disease from accumulating near as much. It gets the percent of accumulation way, way down. And there's lots of articles about, and these are published research articles about testosterone and helping with memory in older men. It's not just for sex life. Now, sure, nobody's going to complain about that, but that's not the primary purpose. Because look it, if our brains don't work because of lack of testosterone, then how are we going to remember what we did with who anyway if we got a sex life? So we got to get that brain going. And testosterone for men and estrogen for women is the number one thing, which is the real reason that bioidentical hormones are so important, sir.
Okay, I'll accept that statement. I have two minor items. Number one, my testosterone is in, I believe it was a 600 number, and I have prostate cancer, so the urologist says no additional testosterone for you because it'll make it worse.
Here we go, sir. I mentioned I'm going to be presenting all this stuff at Bastyr University next week to a lot of their residents there. And one of the authors I'm quoting is a professor from New York City, Dr. Abraham Morgan Taylor, not Thaler, T-H, but T-A-L-E-R. Now, sure, sir, if you got a pencil and paper, please write down Abraham and then Morgan, M-O-R-G-E-N, T-A-L-E-R, Morgan Taylor. And he wrote a book for the public. He also wrote scientific papers, which is the ones I'm going to be presenting. And his book was called Testosterone for Life. You can find it online anytime you want to go look for it. Abraham Morgan Taylor, Testosterone for Life. Now, what he did, among other things in his research, was work with a bunch of men who had prostate cancer already, sir, and he had them take testosterone for 2 years, and none of them had an aggravation of their already existing prostate cancer. One of the PowerPoints that I was, that's what we call slides these days, you probably know that, sir. One of the PowerPoints actually says that the whole idea of testosterone aggravating prostate cancer needs to be reevaluated. And then here's this Swedish study that shows that the lower the testosterone, the more likely the man was to have highly aggressive cancer. And if he had cancer, it was less likely to be highly aggressive if he had more testosterone. So you see, sir, your urologist, in my opinion now, is taking the wrong side of the debate. Because more and more people, it's not just Dr. Morgan Taylor, but another professor, which I'll be quoting next week again, has written the same thing, that testosterone is not the cause of prostate cancer, and it doesn't aggravate it in the majority of guys. And sure, when I'm working with a guy who has prostate cancer and he wants to keep his testosterone up because of memory or whatever other reasons, I'll tell him, look, we got to keep track of your PSA, and please check it to start with every 3 or 4 months, and then if it doesn't go up, 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 then check it every 6 or 8 months. Keep track of it, because there are the exceptions to every rule and statement, at least there usually are, but testosterone is looking less and less dangerous for prostate cancer. I'll shut up after this. Let's see. Us guys, when is our testosterone the highest? Well, yes, when we're between 18 and 25. How many guys between 18 and 25 get prostate cancer? Oh, yeah, zero. So anyway, sir, it's a big debate, and my side of the debate goes with Dr. Morgan Taylor.
Okay, so the book is Abraham Mangle Taylor and Testosterone for Life.
Yeah, Abraham Morgan, M-O-R-G-E-N, M-O-R-G-E-N, T-A-L-E-R, Testosterone for Life. Now, here's how to get an inexpensive copy, sir. I do not work for this service, I promise, but I keep mentioning it because it's so good. You get inexpensive copies of anything in good shape. You go online to all the W's and used book search. Simple as that, used book search. But then it's .co, not .com, .co, and then it's .uk. And you put in the author's name and the title's name, and within, I am not kidding, less than 3 minutes, up comes every used book service in a row. What they charge for that book, and so you can pick out which one you want. Amazon's only one of about 20, and get the best price on it. So there you go, sir.
I assume it's also available at the library?
I don't know. I haven't been back to the library in quite a while, and specifically not looking for that book, but you could, why not try?
Okay, very good.
All right, sir. Thank you for
calling
so much.
Thank you. You did a great service.
Well, thank you for saying so, sir. That's kind of you.